So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning. Is Jace, our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Boyd's One Stop, and Angler U. All right, looking at weather. 56 down on the island this morning in Galveston. It's not too bad. A little bit of wind gusted up, not a whole lot like they're calling for later, but it's doable. Plenty of sunshine today, high of 64. East winds 15 to 25, higher wind gusts possible. That seems calm after the blow the last couple of days, but tonight partly cloudy, and the evening becoming overcast overnight, low around 60, south-southeast winds 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, mainly cloudy with a high of 71, south winds 10 to 20. So winds will be picking up out of the south, bringing warmer temperatures. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have two of them, and looks like we have a low we're sitting on right now. That occurred at 3:06 a.m. It was a negative 0.5, and then we have a high at 12:57 p.m., a 1.4. 6:39 a.m. is sunrise, 6:22 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase is 39%, headed towards our next full moon. And looking at current conditions around the complex, looks like at Eagle Point, it's 57 degrees with 61-degree water. East-northeast winds 13 to 14. Morgan's Point's northeast 7 to 9. Water temp there 61. So pretty much everywhere, all the water temps are above 60 degrees. And east and northeast winds throughout the complex, not real hard yet like they're calling for, but that is it. All right, well, let's run over east of town now. Let's go over to the Golden Triangle area and check in with Captain Bill Watkins at Sabine Lake. Good morning, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning to you, buddy.
What is up?
Well, I had to cancel this morning. That front was just too much.
Boy, it was. That west wind was horrendous on Tuesday. Jeez.
Oh, That was a blow, man. I had to cancel Tuesday, too. I mean, I tell those guys, I mean, they come down from all the way up close to Dallas. And I said, fellas, we ain't going out there tomorrow. And my policy is we cancel at the ramp, you know, the morning of. And I said, this one is going to be a booger. So we don't, and they were disappointed, but, you know, because we caught fish like, you know, really good. But it was blowing Monday. I mean, blowing like a gale.
Oh, it was.
Goodness gracious.
The gale warnings were posted.
Man, it was like blowing the whitecaps off the whitecaps. And I'd stick that power pole down in the mud, and it would just push the boat through the mud. I mean,
yeah,
it was like I was plowing the lower 40.
You were fixing to plant a garden. That was not power pole weather.
No.
That was real anchor weather, and good luck with pulling it up after you dig it down in the mud so far with that kind of wind. Jeez.
Yeah. The last place I stopped, I turned the trolling motor on and put it on silent. And it was running on 8. That's how hard that wind was blowing.
Yeah, Bill, let me call you back and redo this. We've got some kind of, you sound like a robot through your phone.
Okay.
No, there, is it clear now? Talk some more.
Okay, here we go.
There you go. It's back. It was some kind of digital robot sound, you know, like you were something scrambling. Like you were talking to a scrambler.
Some people say I sound like a robot anyway.
Well, no, that was just not literally, but your phone was making you sound like that. All right, we're back at it.
All right, that's good. It's a glitch sometimes. You never know about that cell stuff.
It's
line of sight through the air, so you never know. And then, you know, I've got Wi-Fi here at the house anyway, so that's more stuff it has to go through. But, I think we had a limit the first day, Saturday, and we had a limit and caught and released a whole bunch more. And then Sunday we did the same thing with one good red and a flounder and got the double limit that day, and then the next day we couldn't get but 27. So, you know, we were lucky to get that with that wind blowing like it was.
Yeah.
And the tide was humped up on Monday. Oh, man.
Yeah, there was a lot of water on Monday, but it sure left town on Tuesday with that blow. I mean, it smoked out.
Yeah, and I canceled today because it's just, you know, the bay is going to be torn up.
I don't have
to go out there and, you know, those guys were locals and we could, you know, we rolled it over till next Thursday.
Yeah.
So just hoping it recovers enough that I can go out Sunday. Man, what some blowing wind. But it's March.
Yeah, March winds.
It is.
And April showers bring May flowers, the old saying. I think that holds true for up north, but the wind part's spot on for the Gulf Coast.
Oh, yeah.
It's that time of year.
Yeah. But it was a white day. It was, you know, we just threw pretty much white 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Other colors would work, too, but, you know, once sun come up, a white with sparkles or just pearl white, you know, in that dark water, it's still not clear over here. You can see down about 8 inches, and after that, the lure kind of fades out.
Yeah.
So, but that's good enough. You know, that's good enough water. And I don't think I could have caught anything but redfish today. if I had gone. And they just opted to let's go ahead and go out next Thursday. So hopefully it'll calm down by then.
Yeah, that blow we had, that's kind of like what you usually get in February. You know, one of those, like a blue norther that just has a lot of wind with it, with a lot of west in it. And that's what that kind of reminded me of. And, boy, I'll tell you, I've talked to people all over the state, and deer stands and feeders blown down everywhere. And I've got some good friends. They lost their entire deer camp and all that wind.
Oh, no.
It caught fire and just, I mean, it burnt everything down. Just all their buggies.
Good grief.
All their travel trailers and their main house. I mean, and it was a really nice place. I'd never been up there. Blaine used to go with Lloyd and Derek and go up there to shoot exotics, and that was just tragic. Terrible.
Oh, totally wiped out. That's terrible.
Wiped out, man. Just gone.
Man, oh, man. Where's that at?
They were up there, the Roosevelt area.
Okay. Boy, man.
Super nice people. You know, it's just terrible for something like that to happen to them. Had a lot of hard work and a lot of time in that place over the years. And,
you just put a lot of tender, loving care in taking care of a deer camp like that.
Yes. And it was very nice, you know, with all the decks and just, you know, everything joined together. Real, real good setup. Nice place. Gone.
Well, it blew everything down out here. Blew my grandson's basketball goal over, and I had bricks all over that and just flipped it over.
I saw a trampoline in the highline wires.
Oh, man.
I saw that photo. I said, good Lord.
Yeah, I've got limbs to pick up all out of the yard from the dead trees from, you know, the drought of 23. They're starting to drop limbs now, and man, oh, man.
We've got some hardy trees in this area to go through what they go through, from too much water to not enough, just back and forth, and I don't know how they live through it. They do, though.
We lost a lot of big pine trees, you know, big pine trees, tall, you know, 90-foot tall pine trees. They just died. It dried up so much that they couldn't get enough water. And I lost my big white oak down in the front yard on the tree line, beautiful white oak. And it's probably, you know, 3.5-4 foot thick. And it's just sitting there dying. Dead now. And it every time the wind blows like that, it prunes back some limbs. But,
after that second freeze event, you know, where it was so cold, the second Arctic blast, did your fish get smaller? You know, a lot
ones
everywhere.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, same over here.
They did.
Same thing here.
I'm not catching anything over 17 inches mostly.
Yeah.
There's lots of them, but... and before that, and back in January, mid-January, we caught some trout that were 19, 21s.
Yeah.
Oh, they were beautiful.
Same here.
And I don't know what, they must have retreated out into the middle of a lake somewhere. I think there's a bunch of them out there that's just laying around in the mud, getting washed around like a washing machine. And every time, but, you know, we've had a lot of fresh water. It's moved a lot of fish. So I'm not real sure what the status is. But typically when we have the rivers get up like this and put fresh water in the lake, it starts moving those fish. It doesn't happen overnight.
No, it's a slow process.
It's a slow process, and they move down. And they may be bunching up in the ship channel right now,
mm-hmm.
or down in the lower neck of the lake around Blue Buck.
Right.
You know, it's going to have to calm down a little bit. let the water clear out just a little. But this this last cold front, it turned everything upside down, blew all the tide out.
Right.
So we'll have to just do a reset. If I'm lucky enough to get to go Sunday, I'll be able to figure it out. But I don't know if it's going to let me go Sunday or not.
Hopefully,
who knows? It will.
Depends on what these winds do between now and then. Temperature's going to rise, though. It's going to get nice and warm. But, that fresh water that was coming down, that little burst we had for about a month out of the Trinity River, man, that west wind and all these different directions just spread it all over the place.
yes, it did.
Looks pretty bad out there. Let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll come right back at you, brother. Hang on a second.
All right.
You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:17 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we're back.
Hey, man, I'm here with you.
All right, cool. Well,
I watched some Dirty Laundry, the song they were playing there, the bump song. I watched that on full display the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Man, oh, man.
I never laughed so hard in all my life.
I did, too.
I didn't have enough popcorn, absolute. Buddy. I ran out. Oh, geez.
That's some sour pussies.
I'm telling you, it's a different world we live in today, man.
Boy, it is. Shoot. Anyway, though, back to fishing.
Please. Please, yeah. I've had enough.
Yeah. Give me a break.
Yes.
Fresh water is a factor of life around here. We just have to deal with it, and it moves the fish a little bit. And basically, I was narrowed down to just a couple of spots in that. This little last front might have eliminated that for me, but I did go down to Sabine Pass and picked up a trout here and a trout there, fairly nice-sized trout. And, you know, one day I ran down there on Saturday because it was real calm, and tide was rushing out. I mean, just blowing and going. It was an extreme tide, and it had ships coming down the channel and this and that. Of course, the water's the same color from Sabine Pass all the way up to the top of the lake.
Right.
You know, everything's blown out right now. I'm just hiding in the backwater and catching some trout that are stuck back there in the very backs of places, you know. Mm-hmm. And but I think the move is on down south, and they should be anywhere from bluebuck on down. By the time this all settles down, I think that's where I'm going to catch my fish. But I might be wrong. And, you know, when you think you know everything about how those fish move, you don't have a GPS tracker on.
No.
You know? So you just got to try. It's trial and error. Move here, move there, and until you hit them. But somewhere between March and April, they usually move down around, oh, I would say from 3 by all the way down to blue buck or beyond.
Yeah.
And, you know, April is usually the time frame. And there's always a little bit of fresh water at that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of pushes those fish down. And I don't think it pushes all of them. I think some of them lay up in that, in the intercoastal and the ship channel way up north down in the salty layer. I think they do stay up there some. But it moves most of them, especially when they get in the lake. It just gets too fresh for them to hang. And, of course, redfish are wherever they are. They're not too worried about that. But I think that it does move them, too. And when we get a big, booming high tide like we had on Monday, I mean, it was up in the grass.
Sure.
That strong southeast wind. And I think they went way back in the marsh because they just
probably
disappeared.
Did.
Yeah, you get a strong northwest wind that blows the tide down, and you can find those fish. You know, somehow that brings them out onto the edges of the flats.
Right.
And I think it just blows all the water out of the marsh, and they have to go.
Yeah, a lot of those lakes go completely dry with those kind of tide drops. They've got to come out. They have no other choice.
Yeah, and that puts them out there where you can get at them. And otherwise, you'd have to be in a kayak to get back where they are.
Yeah, if you could float one of them after a blow like that.
Yeah, I mean, back in January, mid-January, we caught, oh, good grief, I think we had 50 redfish in one spot.
Yeah.
We were catching them, throwing them back. You know, most of them were, you know, 17 to 17 and a half inches, and then the rest of them were like 32 to 38.
Yeah, what a gap age difference, you know? That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, we caught and we kept 8 redfish out of that fit in the slot.
Right.
But we just caught. I just sat there and let them catch them and laugh.
The Louisiana limit slot now, it's 18 to 27, right? No oversized.
18 to 27, yeah. And no oversized fish at all like they used to have.
Right.
And I don't know why they're not doing that, but, hey, if they're wanting to save those redfish to spawn, okay, I'm good with it. You know, that's because usually I'll have people that'll want to keep an oversized. I think we'll finally be ate up by redfish over here, like Galveston Bay.
Here.
I
can't believe all the big mature bull reds that roam in just big herds everywhere, and it's they're just feral hogs, man. Total destruction.
Yeah, they're rough.
I was talking to James the other day. He was fishing somewhere, and they started catching some. Anywhere you find a school of small trout, you know, what we call pencils, anywhere from 14 to 16 inches, there's going to be a school of bull reds trying to eat those fish. And they reeled in several that were redfish were trying to eat them while they were reeling them in, wade fishing.
Yeah.
And we have no idea knowing how many small trout those things eat per day or per month or year.
And that's a problem.
Because if they don't have the big herds of mullet to concentrate on, they're going to go after the next best thing. I'd rather eat a trout than a mullet anyway. So,
well, yeah.
If I was a big old
nature, I'm sure they would too. Yeah, we're growing a population of some.
I may want to give out about 5 tags per license for Texas.
Yeah, they should. You know. What's the point? I need to go ahead and expand that a little bit. That's where it's a successful fishery now.
Thin the herd. Here we are complaining about too many big reds, and we used to complain because we didn't have enough. It's never right.
Never right.
We're never satisfied. And it's been almost a year now with these new trout limits. And I don't know how much their surveys will tell the tale and before they make another change.
Yeah.
For the better for the fishermen, I hope, you know, extend the limit maybe a little bit. Cause, I mean, you got a 5-inch window. You got 5 inches to play with trout. At least with redfish, you got 8 inches in the slot.
Yeah, and I do think that Louisiana should allow keeping one red over 27. I don't know why they changed that.
They were seeing a decline. You know, they were seeing a decline in redfish populations, and they're wanting the brood stock to stay with us longer to produce more reds, I guess, kind of like Texas did.
Well, I'm catching a lot of 17s. There's a whole lot of them out there.
Yeah, we'll see when there.
When they show up for me, there's, you know, a lot of 17s, 17 and a halves, and, you know, not that many 18s. It's just like everything else.
In a month or two, those will be in the slot. They grow pretty quick.
They do. And I'm looking for another influx of them in May. May, when the water gets up high, they'll come to the shoreline everywhere, and that'll be interesting. And we'll be having flounder at the same time and trout at the same time.
Yeah, flounder starting to show up. You know, a lot of people are starting to catch some decent flounder with their trout and red right now.
I haven't been catching very many. One here, one over there next day, but at least there's some movement, and I think that, you know, that big cold spell we had kind of slowed things down a little bit.
Yeah, two of them back to back.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was pretty darn cold. I think it
got
down
real cold. I mean, it put a little stress on our fish.
I had a guy nearby sitting over. I think he must have been about 50 yards away from me and fishing live bait, and he caught a rug. I mean, a horse blanket. That thing looked like it might have weighed 5 or 6 pounds. And I thought, well, now that's exciting stuff right there.
Yeah.
He made his whole lunch, dinner, and supper off of one fish. But we just caught one small one, probably about 14 and a half inches.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sliding back in here, but like I say, they'll show up in May. That's when they really show up over here. They'll come to the bank. And I had some really good catches last year, 16 or 17 flounder in a day,
Yeah, that's good.
Along with everything else we were catching, yeah. So they're still around, and hopefully the population will rebound.
Hoping late March, through April, the shorelines get pretty covered up with flounder. If you fish for them, you can catch quite a few in the spring.
That's right. And if you have a warm winter, they'll come back around Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's when they first start showing up, but if you have really cold weather and cold water,
well, we did.
They won't come back.
That's what they need for the spawn offshore. They ought to have a heck of a spawn, water temp.
They should. I don't know if it's possible to save them now, but, it got so depleted. And I'm not real sure what the whole reason is on that flounder issue.
I think it's
we sure don't have
the fishermen.
I think so, and I don't. It's not because a bunch of shrimpers are out there pulling nets. That's not the issue at all, because we don't have very many shrimpers at all anymore. All of our shrimpers are offshores, So I don't know what the story is.
I don't either.
Something's going on.
I like more of it.
But maybe they'll come back. Yeah, whatever it is, manage to.
They did cut the limits, they have closed season on them now and all that stuff, but they still allow gigging. Apparently they're not that worried about it.
They must not be. It's easy to find them with a gig.
Well, this day and age, it's hard to manage a fishery. It's hard to manage life. Not to mention, trying to manage
too many differences of opinion,
ups and downs. Yeah, there's just so many variables. I mean, everybody's got their own opinions, and we point the finger at each and everybody and all that, and it's out of our hands. It's more environmental than anything else.
Yeah. And I'm not a scientist. All I know how to do is find fish and
catch them.
That's my thing.
They're either there or they're not. You either have them or you don't.
That's right. I mean, if they're there, we'll find them.
Right.
Sooner or later, we're going to get on them.
And
that's just the way it is.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Watkins. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to get with you about coming over and hanging out and catching some fish and enjoying their day, how do they get a hold of you, man?
409-673-9211.
All right, my friend. Well, you have a good day, and I'll talk to you Saturday. We'll see what this weather does, see if we can get some kind of good.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
All right, man. Thanks, Bill. We'll see you, bud. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine Lake. Folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything. From five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. So your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:37 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with our good friend, the fish dude. Richard, good morning. What's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. The temperature dang sure ain't up, though.
No, it's
good.
A little cool this morning. A little warmer down this way than you, but...
Oh, there ain't no doubt. I looked at the thermometer a while ago and said 34. It's like, goodness, you got to be kidding me. Back down in the 30s again, but that's all right. It should warm up pretty good today. That wind ain't blowing near as dang hard. So I'm ready anyway. That wind definitely needs to die down, because day before yesterday, I thought after the storm blew through, it's going to be all the blow it had. No, it picked up and just kept on trucking. I mean, goodness. It wouldn't stop. And then yesterday, it's still blowing pretty dang good, but you know, it had a good direction on it. It's kind of northwest, so we could get around and do a little bit of bass fishing. That was the main thing.
Right.
Because these fellas, well, they wanted to run around and figure out how to get up on the north end of the lake and stuff like that. So we run around and got up there a little bit and caught a few fish and, you know, just kind of tried to stay tucked out of that wind and find the clearest water we could find anyway. So it all turned out pretty good. We caught quite a few fish anyway. Nothing, hadn't won around 5 pounds. Everything else was just, you know, just little fish, you know, anywhere from a pound and a half to about two and a half pounds. So nothing great, but we had quite a few of them. So that was right. The best part, you know. So it's all good. Catch them on a little bit of everything. Then today we're going to go out there and see if we can't find us a few catfish. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, it's catfish time for Conroe, man.
No, you know it. There ain't no doubt. I'm going to be going out with a fella in his
boat. Well, it's catfish time all the time at Conroe, but right now, this time of year, it's really stupid. It can get real stupid.
It dang sure does. There ain't no doubt. Like I said, I got a fella wants me to kind of show him about his boat, so we'll be going out in his boat and stuff like that. So just one of them things. He wants me to kind of show him how I do it and how I catch them and all that good stuff. It just wants to learn more about his boat, so that's what we're going to do. Get out there and do what we can do and see how it works out. And that's it. There ain't no doubt. I'm just hoping I ain't got a chunk of anchor out. That's the thing. I know. Yeah. That's the thing about running other people's boats. You ain't quite sure what you're stepping into. So it's, it's one of them things. If he's got a spot-lock trolling motor, we're great. If he don't have it, we're either going to find a stump to tie to, or we'll be chunking a anchor out.
Boy, that spot lock's ruined many a good fisherman.
I guarantee it's flat out ruined me. I took my anchor completely out of the boat. That's the thing. I took that anchor completely out of the boat because it's like I don't ever use it. I'm not, and if the trolling motor breaks, I ain't going to use it anyway because I'm gonna be out of the game for the day till I get my trolling motor fixed. So I might as well just lose the anchor. There ain't no sense in fooling with it. But, you know, because a lot of times I'll find a place where I can tie up and fish if I don't have the spot lock on anyway. But, man, I'll tell you what, that's the best thing they ever come out with, I promise you, in my opinion anyway, because it's, wind, current, it doesn't matter. You know, like used to whenever you throw an anchor out, you had to really play the wind, figure out, you know, like crappie fishing, for example. You had a brush pile, and you have to play that wind and make sure you get the back end of the boat right there next to it, throw a marker out, you know, and to kind of get upwind of it, throw that thing out, make sure the anchor hooked good. And once it hooked, you got to make sure you lined up on the brush pile so you can actually reach it and stuff like that. And then sometimes you'd have to reset two or three times. Or you finally got it right, and man, you talk about a pain. But slot lock, run right up there, pull up next to it, drop that trolling motor, lock it in, and you're good.
Hit the button and start fishing.
That's it. I mean, so much more time saving involved with that anyway. You know, it's just like with the forward facing sonar when it comes to crappie fishing. You can pull up and look at a brush pile. If they ain't there, just leave.
It don't look right to you. Move on. Don't waste any time.
That's exactly right. Efficiency in action, you know. Now, granted, I got
run, but they can't hide, baby.
Pretty much, you know, and that's the thing. They, you know, with a lot of us anyway that knew how to fish before all that, they couldn't really hide from us anyway. We always knew how to find them, you know, especially when it came down to the side imaging stuff and the down scan, you can spot them on that. Just as well, it's just a matter of you're not actually looking at them chasing your bait or nothing. That's the main thing.
Right.
So, you know, and even years ago with all the old original 2D sonar, you know, it's in the monochrome, even the flashers. I mean,
look at all the fish that were found with flashers, man. You know, like.
Exactly. I love the flasher. I mean, that was one of the things I'd gotten so used to, because you pull up on a brush pile, especially. You could pull up there and you could tell if there was fish on it. You could, I mean, just by looking at that thing. And, you know, like every year, January 1st, I used to go out on that old railroad trestle out there across Lake Conroe, and I'd drop jigging spoons down there, and I'd always find my fish using a flasher. And you could sit there with your spoon and watch that spoon go up and down. You could tell how you were jerking it up. I mean, it's just crazy what you could do with that dang old flasher. And it didn't miss nothing. You know, that's the thing. If it was under you, it found it. And that's, you know, it just took learning how to read the dang
thing.
Look
at the technology and capabilities we have as in the public. Just think what our military has.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I mean, goodness.
Just think about that.
They're
20 years ahead of us on technology, you know.
Absolutely, you know, and that's the thing. You know, I mean,
all the good toys they have. God,
I know it. That's like some of those laser guided missiles that they use. It just absolutely amazes me. They can get it down to inches away from where they're aiming. You know,
they can put it in your tailpipe driving down the road if they want to.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, that's just absolutely nuts. I mean, and that's fine. I mean, I'm just glad they released the GPS technology, you know, because there for years, you know, they wouldn't do that.
And then they turned all the satellites off when they were bombing Iraq that time, the Desert Storm deal. Everybody's out there fishing going, man, my GPS doesn't work. I swore, use a compass, you know.
That's there you go.
They were lost as a goose because they didn't have a GPS. It's not working. What do I do?
I'll tell you what, so many people can't use a compass anymore either. You know, that's what's crazy. It's just, you sit there and think about stuff like that, especially now offshore, y'all pretty much have to have it. You know, it's, you have to have the knowledge to use it. But like on the lakes and stuff like that, we don't have to worry about a compass. But man, I'll tell you what, years ago, I had a compass mounted right on my console. That way I knew exactly where I was going, because you get foggy conditions.
I couldn't live without one. You know, I just use it. Every day I fish, I'm always looking at that compass. I mean, that's
just
where I grew up fishing, and, you know, I can still find things with a compass that you wouldn't think you could.
No, but that's the way it works.
Triangulation, man.
Absolutely. I mean, we all used to do it. There ain't no doubt.
Our waypoints were line of sight and triangulating an area to, you know.
That's it.
Right on the spot. Just pull right up
on
it.
We did that on Conroe so many times. That's one of those stories I like telling about Billy Mills too, because years ago Billy had a group of people with him, and you know Billy hadn't been able to see very good or hadn't been able to see at all for years, and so he always has like his grandkids helping him out and stuff like this. But this was before he got them helping him out.
Right.
He's losing his eyesight. And, you know, we all used to use these lineups and stuff like that. We'd say, all right, we're going to pull up this spot. Whenever we get up here, I want you to tell me when my depth finder says like 15 feet and line us up with this Martin house, and then we'll go. And then so it will throw a marker out. So people said, all right, there you are, and threw the marker out. They didn't catch nothing. He said, well, let's go to a different spot. Okay, pull us up to this next spot. All right, line us up. Tell me when we get to like 18 feet. Line us up with that Martin house. And, you know, they did it three or four times, didn't catch any fish. And people finally go, how many Martins live on this lake?
Yeah.
You know, it's like okay.
Got any other patterns other than Martin houses and ledges?
Yeah. You know, the thing is, they kept thinking it was people instead of bird houses. It's like,
right.
Good night.
Martins.
You know, so,
Martin house.
I mean, that song that tickled me whenever I heard that story. And as a matter of fact, I'm talking a bit.
Well, I gotta go. Okay. It's that time again. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe with you, Richard, give them some info, buddy.
All right, Mick, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dude Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, there's a 10-pound bass behind the Martin house.
All yeah, right, you man. Know it.
See you now.
Y'all have fun, brother.
All right, later. All right, now let's run over to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie P. Charlie, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Well, the weather's kept me down.
Right. And you
it's
and everybody
rotten.
Else. Man.
Yeah. Been pretty rotten. But it's March, and that's what you deal with.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, you got a few days a week of winter, and you got to make the best of it.
Right.
But I've got to fish today, tomorrow, and Saturday, and at least we've got a clean river here. I got no choice but to go with the river today.
I'm sure y'all's water's low, too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. It was. It was yesterday.
Oh, you throw some west in the wind and have a blow like that, it's gone.
Man. That was a blow.
That was a blow. Yeah, it was. Man, there were some, you know, I was looking on Fish Weather and different areas would pop a 51-mile-an-hour gust, and man, it was getting it.
Yeah. You know, we had a good stretch of weather last week, and but it was like you were talking about a while ago. The fish were not as big as they were before that last.
Right, they got smaller bunch, behind that second one.
Yeah. But, gosh, it looks like those tournaments, you know, the Legend and even that West Bay tournament looks like they caught some decent fish.
Yeah, they did. Well, yeah. They had the weather for it, you know. I got lucky on the weather.
Yeah, that makes a difference.
It does.
Makes
fog
a big difference.
Fog kind of hurt them that second day because they had to leave out later. Some of them missed their bite windows that they were getting early, so that's a game changer.
Yeah, that fog here Saturday was as dense as it gets. Luckily, I got canceled on, so I didn't have to deal with it. But
yeah.
It was bad. What's the wind doing this morning?
It's got some east in it. It's northeast and east just about everywhere. They're calling for it to probably blow later today.
Yeah.
It's anywhere from 7 to 12 miles an hour around here.
Well, we should get some water back today with that east-northeast wind. Hopefully we'll get some water back.
Yeah. It's actually looks calmer down your way than it is up here. Offshore it's 15 and at the jetty it's 14. Now you get on into the north end of the bay, it's 3 and 6 and 8.
Right.
Out of the northeast, so.
Yeah, it calmed down to hardly nothing.
Yeah.
You know, last night before sundown, so. But it did that the day before. Yesterday blew like hell again. You know, after that big blow, it calmed down at dark here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the next morning here, it came again. So that's just March crap. Just got to put up with it. there's still good fishing days in between it. We're on some better tides now without swinging this full moon, so we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll just see.
Yep. Other than that, there's not much else going on over here.
Well, that's right. And it, man, that was, you know, that west wind Tuesday, that was a blow. And then yesterday, it never laid down. It blew pretty stiff out of the northwest and north.
Yeah.
Hold that water out.
We've got another one coming Saturday, but I don't think that front's going to come till late afternoon on Saturday. And
that's the way it's looking to me, too. You'll be able to fish Saturday morning and midday.
And it's not going to blow when it hits. It's not going to blow, but, you know,
not 15. Like this last one did.
No, we got we got a good blow out of that one.
Yeah. That reminded me of those February fronts we used to get. Them old blue northers.
Yeah, but you know, we don't get those. I mean, you just don't get those blue northers like we used to. I mean, where you could hear that wind outside.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everything's changed.
It has. And not for the better in most cases.
No, we already seen
it. Cold front Saturday's probably going to hit in the evening.
Yeah.
Go to about north at 20, and then on Sunday it's northwest at 25, and then it'll go southwest and south for the rest of the week.
Yeah, now next week is looking pretty good.
Yeah, next week's looking pretty decent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can live with that. All right, Charlie P. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come over to Matagorda and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you and get over there.
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Always good talking to you. You take care, man.
You too, Mickey. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. All right. If you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team has a combined experience of over 100 years, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales. Let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.